This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 14th annual meeting in Chicago. I am currently joined by Dr. Jay Bott, who is the Managing Director of Deloitte Health Equity Institute and the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions. So, Dr. Bott, thanks so much for joining me today. Would love to have you start by just briefly introducing yourself and telling us a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely. Thanks to Becker's for having me. It's an honor to be here in this conversation. My name's Dr. Jay Bott. I'm a primary care physician on the south side of Chicago, seeing patients in a community health center and in mobile units and at people's homes. And I lead the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions and the Deloitte Health Equity Institute.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining me today. And we're going to be speaking about overcoming generative AI implementation blind spots in healthcare. So first question along that line is, what is the greatest challenge generative AI can help solve for clinics, staff, and patients?
I think it's an interesting time we're in. Some may think that generative AI is revolutionary and unprecedented. I say that it's evolutionary and precedented. It builds on the science and AI work that's been done in the past. And many healthcare organizations see generative AI's promise in achieving greater efficiency, effectiveness, and innovation from code to cure, and are planning to accelerate AI investments this year. For clinicians, workforce, and patients, consumers, Gen AI could help with addressing some of the workforce needs, the gaps in products and services, automation of low-value activities for the workforce, giving more time back to clinicians to be with patients and at the bedside. It also can help with patient engagement, improving health literacy, and restoring trust. And I think that there's an incredible opportunity for generative AI to help address health equity, to identify unmet need, but that has to be done in a thoughtful manner with trustworthy and ethical AI approaches.
Yeah, absolutely. And what low focus areas did the data show that maybe blind spots for leaders?
We recently did research that looked at AI from the perspective of 60 healthcare executives. And what we saw was that effective governance is lost among other data priorities. Creating a data governance model and mitigating data biases rank among the lowest considerations for healthcare executives. Another area that we found was a blind spot was that healthcare leaders may not be looking at what matters most to consumers. They need to spend more time building consumer trust in Gen AI and improving data sharing and educating patients about AI and its risks. Many consumers, according to our research, are engaging with Gen AI for healthcare decisions, but seek greater transparency on how their data is used and who's using it. With less of a focus on what's important to the consumers, healthcare organizations may find that trust and engagement levels drop, that there might be unmet need that they could address if they had some of that information. And finally, investing in and responding to workforce needs is critically important. Generative AI technology approaches has the ability to support upskilling the workforce. It's important to address workforce concerns, reassuring trust, and change management in terms of shifting job roles and workforce composition and team design as you deploy generative AI. And we saw that this was a blind spot that executives weren't paying attention to as much in our research.
So what factors can help healthcare organizations on their paths to transformation?
So one of the things is getting in the arena. Say that you can't read the label when you're sitting inside the jar. And so what's important is that recognizing expertise, but having systems and structures that support development and deployment. So implementing a governance model, being inclusive of data, assessing your data that you have, the modernization of infrastructure that supports data and analytics, also an approach to monitoring and measuring the deployment and impact of Gen AI. And it's important to have safeguards in place for patient privacy, for trustworthy use, to test models before they go into prime time, to mitigate data bias for addressing equitable design and looking at the quality of data. We've also seen center of excellence models show great promise. These models tend to centralize expertise, helping to ensure that AI applications are developed and deployed with uniform standards for safety and adherence to emerging regulations. Gen AI must gain traction and demonstrate value. The organization should actively engage consumers to understand their most critical pain points and understand what AI solutions they're willing to use. This also can be done with workforce. This can be achieved by gathering direct consumer input and conducting focus groups, conducting conversations with workforce while iteratively building, testing, and deploying new products. This process should be led with transparency, equity, and collaboration. Gaining workforce buy-in is important. A greater emphasis on workforce literacy and the integration of generative AI as a workforce ally can help restore workforce trust and alleviate the continued crisis. And then I would also say designing for scalability upfront by employing robust machine learning operations capabilities to help ensure the machine learning processes are dependable and efficient.
And then final point I would love to touch on today, what are you most excited about with a powerful technology like Gen AI?
Gen AI has the potential to use a trove of healthcare data sets to automate the legacy healthcare manual processes. Gen AI has the capacity to ingest patient data sets, analyze vast amounts of information, and automate tasks such as speech to text, medical imaging, drug discovery, and other important functions. This could help health systems become more efficient and effective, freeing up healthcare workers to focus on other high-level tasks and strategic tasks that are necessary to advance and grow the business. Now, one of the other things I'd say is that in this time, I'm excited about the ingenuity and the creativity of our workforce and people. People matter more. The ingenuity-filled moments matter more, not less. And you think about the opportunities for growth. And if you think about a growth mindset, that's going to be really impactful. You can't shrink your way to success. It's important to think about the long-term impact. And what I'm excited about is organizations that are pioneering, that are using this to address things that could be done through automation and technology to free up opportunities to take care of patients, address unmet need, address strategic backlog, and advance health equity.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Bhatt, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 14th annual meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.